boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Now, I would have thought it's too early for prom season. I would have said maybe we'd start seeing prom things later next month, early May, right? But, oh my God. Every time I got on TikTok this weekend, every other photo, it's a high school girl showing off her prom dress.
I've seen a lot of people doing the shopping, like showing the prom dresses I didn't buy.
Oh, no. This weekend, it was all of them in their prom dresses. Whoa. But a new trend that I'm seeing that I've never seen before is called Easter prom dress. Now, a lot of people are poo-pooing on this. And then there are people like me who are like, you know what? I kind of like this. Let me explain what an Easter prom dress is. Think about this weekend when you're going to go see your family for Easter, or maybe you're going to church or something. What kind of dress would you wear for that occasion? That's the type of dress these girls are wearing to prom. Mm. Some people are like, oh, it's not fancy enough. It's not formal enough. I'm like, this is kind of a good idea. I spent way too much money on prom dresses, and I got one use out of it.
Right.
One use. These girls are spending probably, what, maybe $50 on these dresses, and their prom and Easter this weekend, and probably anything they want to do this summer.
I get that, kind of. I think, why not? You know, I've seen people saying, like, oh, I hate these Easter dresses at prom trend, and I haven't actually seen anybody buying these Easter dresses, so I don't really know exactly what they look like. But I'm like, why don't you just let people wear whatever they want to wear?
Right.
You know what I mean? That was best part about prom, was everybody would show up in something that was like, oh my gosh, that's so Destiny. Oh, that's 100%. That dress is so Taylor. That was the best part.
No, 100%. And I'm also thinking back to prom. I don't know about you, but did you ever have like a ball gown type dress?
No, I had a couple mermaid dresses. That was the biggest and poofiest I ever got.
Oh, okay. Well, I had like a ball gown, the poofiest dress you could imagine. And everybody always told me, don't do that. Cause you're not going to be able to walk. People are going to be dressed. They're going to be stepping on your dress.
Mm-hmm.
I should have listened to them.
They were right.
But if I would have had an Easter dress,
you would have been bunny hopping your way onto that dance floor. I'm serious. Hop the night away.
Just telling you that all weekend long, I was on my TikTok For You page, and every other video was a girl. She's like in pajamas, or she's kind of like in a grungy outfit, and then she twirls, and all of a sudden, now she's in a prom dress. Whee! And the trend I noticed was the Easter prom dress, which is basically what you would probably wear to an Easter Sunday service. That's kind of the new trend for prom.
A little more cash, florals. I'm kind of here for it, especially if it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Probably hundreds of dollars cheaper. Another trend I'm noticing. Now, I don't know if this is like a state thing, if this is like a generation thing. I have no idea. So I don't know if you've noticed this too. But these girls, again, they're like in their pajamas. They do a quick little twirl, like transition. And then all of a sudden, they're in their ball gown. They're in their dress. And they're holding a bouquet of flowers. Now, I've seen this with girls getting married, right? They're holding the bouquet because they're getting married. Now we're doing this for prom. I'm kind of here for this because then you don't have to wear that gigantic corsage on your hand that drove you nuts all night long.
Yeah.
I'm here for a bouquet. But when was this a trend? I missed it.
We were a corsage school at Anamosa. And I feel like most surrounding areas are. However, I had friends in college who went to school in Illinois at a lot of like Chicago suburbs. And they, when I creeped on their Instagrams, their old high school photos, they all had bouquets.
What?
And I, now that I'm thinking about this, one of my friends has a sister that goes to Linmar. And I feel like Linmar is jumping on this train now that I think about it.
Good for them. I love this idea.
So I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it's like a regional thing. I know some Illinois people do it. And I have a feeling it could be moving towards our area, these bouquets.
I'm here for it. I just didn't like the huge corsage in high school because the whole time it's just flopped. Or it just wouldn't stay on top of your
wrist.
You'd
be losing. The ribbon would come untied. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the night, it's very, very sad looking.
It's one little flower that's like, help me. I need water.
Yeah, it's like beat to crap at that point.
But you could take these really cute flower, these photos with a cute bouquet, and then at the end of the day, you give it to your mom.
Why did your mom get it?
Well, you're not taking it to prom,
well,
are
no,
you?
Well, no, but you could leave it like in your bedroom or something.
That's true.
It could be, still be yours.
My question is, do they throw it, and what do you get if you catch it?
Nope, I don't think that's the thing.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Heading into summer and maybe getting into your summer flings, I've got a little help for you to avoid getting ghosted, because there's a new dating trend going around called ghost busting. Nobody wants to be ghosted.
Do I call the Ghostbusters?
maybe. They should really take advantage of that.
Yeah, they really
make it
should.
A hotline or something.
Oh, genius.
I'm going to hop on that. Nobody steal my idea. No, everybody knows what ghosting is. It's been around forever, where you're like in a relationship and then suddenly that person disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Situationship, or just barely getting to know somebody and they kind of like stop responding, they stop hanging out with you, and you never really get much of an explanation as to why. It sucks. Nobody likes to be ghosted. So that's where ghost busting comes into play. And it's basically exactly what it sounds like, busting somebody who is acting like a ghost. So you kind of have to swallow your pride a little bit, because to bust the ghost, you have to spam the person who is ghosting you in order to get their attention.
Oh my God.
It's almost like you're making
them. Like I gotta call them 10 times?
Sort of.
Oh my God.
There's a fine line here, but you wanna make them feel uncomfortable or awkward for that. You want them to feel like they're being weird because mm-hmm. they're ignoring you. So you have to find that balance of wanting to be acknowledged and appearing like a stalker. You got to fall somewhere in between, because nobody wants to be a crazy stalker.
That's where my concern is. I think I'd go over. I don't know where the line is sometimes.
Right.
And so I'd be going over the line. I'd be going way over it. They'd be calling the cops on me.
So here's the tips that the professionals have. Because obviously.
Oh, we got ghost busting
professionals.
Okay.
Everybody that's been ghosted, you feel rejected, and you really, the whole thing is you just want to know why. You want that explanation.
Oh,
100%. So you have to be careful in the like messages that you're sending to the ghost, because if you sound angry, if you sound freaked out, if you're like going crazy on them, you're going to scare them away. And of course, they're going to block you or they're going to stop answering. So instead of sending a bunch of long messages of accusations and you're so horrible because, they suggest that you keep it short and lighthearted, which is easier said than done. I know when you want to pop off, you want to pop off. But guilt tripping them is not going to break their silence. Instead, show genuine interest and concern as to like, I just want to make sure you're good, or I want to make sure that I didn't do anything wrong. Instead of being like, you're terrible, you're horrible, and you never deserved me anyways. They're more likely to notice and respond to that, because it's a little less aggressive. And then they also say that sometimes playing hard to get may work in your favor. So not giving too much and not explaining too much may make them curious enough to want to answer you. But I think this is kind of a tough thing to actually execute.
Oh, no, 100%. I'm not proud of myself. I have been a ghoster.
Oh, I think everybody at this point has been a ghoster.
And you know what? I have been ghost busted.
Really?
But it didn't really work on me.
Like somebody kept reaching out to you and it didn't work?
No, there's a thing called block. That's what I did.
I wonder what that's called.
Blocked? I don't know. We got to figure it out.
Ghost blocked.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It seems silly to argue over toilet paper, but we've all done it because everybody has a preference in which way it should be hung from the little toilet paper roll holder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want everybody in your own car, wherever you're at, to say out loud, are you an over or an under person? Go ahead.
Ooh. You know, I am not like as picky as some of these people out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of these people, I'm afraid they'll you know, murder mm-hmm. for this type of thing. I'm not like that, but I am an over.
I am also an over.
Under is a little weird.
The toilet paper should hang over, mm-hmm. and that should be how
it's just easier to yank it, you know?
Well, congratulations, we're right. And if you're an under person, you're wrong, and you're wrong.
Loser.
And stop it right now, because let me tell you why. This is official as we can get for this debate. Because
it's not just Taylor's word.
No, I do. I mean, I have always felt confident that I'm right, so much so that I will change any toilet paper roll that I encounter.
Yeah, I've done it here. A restaurant?
Well, no, those are different because they're in like the holder. You can't really tell. But I have every time that I've gone to the bathroom in this radio station, if it's hanging the wrong way, I'm changing it. I don't know who around here likes to do the under, but you're wrong. And I want you to stop it.
Are you serious? You change it?
Yeah. Anytime.
You should have left a note. Taylor was here.
Well, now everybody knows. It. If you left it that way and it's changed, just know it was me. And I was right about it because... For some reason, I don't know why, the original patent for toilet paper from 1891 is circulating. Thanks to Seth Wheeler, who is apparently the original patent owner of toilet paper. There's a sketch drawing of it, and in the photo, the toilet paper's hanging over, which means only one thing, and that is that's the correct way. So stop leaving the toilet paper rolling under. Debate over. That's all I got to say about it.
Do you know if it said anything else on there?
And what do you mean?
Like, did it tell you how many ply you should have? Because that's another debate we need to talk about.
No.
Some people are out here with one ply.
You know what? That is the next issue we should tackle. What was that time that you realized, oh my God, I don't have my keys? They are locked inside of where I need to go. Because there's no worse sinking feeling than that. And we want to hear that story for you. When was the worst time that you locked yourself out and where was it of? But we bring this up not because one of us got locked out recently, but on Friday, as we were wrapping up the show, I turned around and looked out the window and there was a massive RV out on the street,
which was one weird because we never have RVs in the area, so that like tripped you and you were like, let me just watch what's going on. Why is there an RV here?
Well, it was loud. I think that's what it was. You were like, what is going on out there? Because we get semis back through this area sometimes, and I turn around and I was like, oh my gosh, that is a humongous RV. So I'm just keeping an eye on it because, you know, I'm nosy. What else am I gonna do except watch these people? And then it quickly becomes apparent that they have locked themselves out of the RV.
That's only because they were going through, you were describing everything to me, that they were going through one by one every little like cabinet underneath.
Yeah, the storage things.
And you were like, are they cleaning out the bathroom?
What? Yeah, I said the
and
one
And I go,
line.
they better not be cleaning it out here and then just leaving their stuff in the street.
I said the line jokingly from Christmas Vacation, if you know, you know. And then I'm like, okay, but seriously, what are they doing? They're not emptying anything out. And then the next time I turn my head around, it's a couple, an older man and woman. I turn around again, and they're getting a ladder out. I don't know where they pulled the ladder from.
I'm assuming from underneath.
They could have asked the people across the street from us because there is a building over there. Suddenly, the ladder is being propped up against the RV, and I'm like, what's happening? Are they getting on top of it? Oh. What are we doing? And the woman is climbing up the ladder. The guy is holding the bottom steady and she just belly flops in through the window.
Plunk.
Literally kerplunks. And it looks like onto hopefully and where the bed was.
No, you were like, she just went head first.
Well, yeah, there was no, like, let me try to just go one step, one foot at a time. It was literally like...
You made it sound like she went kerplunk.
Literally like, whoop, I'm just going to yeet myself inside of this thing. So I hope she... I mean, they ended up being fine. Seconds after, she came down and unlocked the door and let the guy in, and then they were on their merry way. But I just was like, this is, A, a really weird situation. Mm-hmm. B, can you imagine the panic of being like, well... are moving home. We are locked out of it. And what are we going to do?
And you could tell it was running too, because you could see the little smoke from behind the RV. So they were definitely doomed. They couldn't get back in.
I don't envy them, but I know somebody's got a crazier situation. So let us know, when was the worst time you locked yourself out? Imagine you're a brand new cop. You're so juiced up, out on patrol, and you go to a gas station at 10:30 at night, and you realize that you are locked out of your police car.
One of the first days on the job, you're joking me.
Yeah, this happened to Mike. He shared it on our Facebook page that he was a rookie cop. He got locked out and that it was a super fun call to make to the sergeant.
That's got to be embarrassing because you know, like all the, I don't know what they call you above you in the police area. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But they are totally bullying you for that.
Oh, they're making fun of you.
They are making fun of you for the rest of your career. Oh, hey, rookie, locking yourself out on the first night.
Oh, and can you imagine the people at the gas station? Because he probably had to like wait around, right? They'd be like, what did we do wrong? Why is the cop lingering around? What did we do? I can imagine that was a very uncomfortable situation for everybody.
Cops shouldn't lock themselves out of a car. Like, that's like when you see a teacher at the grocery store.
It feels impossible.
It's like, you're like, wait, a teacher can have a normal life? It's like, a cop shouldn't do that. You're like, that's not normal, cop.
There's no way. They have the tools.
Can't you call the cops to get you unlocked out of your car?
There's a cop call when they do that to themselves.
Oh, Mike. I feel bad for you on that one. It's definitely rough.
Poor Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Are you still a cop? I'm just wondering. You know when you're doing your normal like routine check of like, okay, I have my phone and I have my wallet and oh my God, where are my keys?
Mm-hmm.
Your stomach just drops because you know in that moment you are locked out of something.
Oh yeah.
We want to know when that happened to you. What was the worst time that you locked yourself out? But Ashlyn, what happened to you?
Oh my goodness. So it was when I was like younger and me and my mom were at the car wash actually. And I thought I had her car keys in my pocket. But when I went to go lock the car to protect the keys, I accidentally left them in the car. And so we had to call my dad and it was horrible. I was in trouble because I locked the keys in the car.
But you had the best intentions. As a kid,
you really did.
I've seen all those videos of kids like locking the sliding glass door at home and are just like, hey, hi mom. And they're like, please let me in.
Well, there's another situation with kids. 3388 texted in. They said my bathroom lock broke while I was in the shower. Imagine the panic.
So they were locked in?
They were locked in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
They just got out of the shower.
Oh, no.
I don't know about you, but most of the time, I ain't got clothes in there. I'm just in a towel. All my clothes are in the bedroom. I don't know about that. My 3 and 4-year-old were home, but they ain't going to know how to do things. I had to climb out of the tiny bathroom window in a towel.
No, no, no.
It was early evening. Never forget it. I'm sure your neighbors didn't either.
At that point, I'd be showering with the door open. I don't care who's home or not home. I'd be traumatized.
Thank you, 3388. From here on out, I will be showering with the door open.
Seriously, I'm never locking the door again in the shower.
I'll never forget. I am notorious for locking myself out of my car. Everybody knows this. And it's funny that I do it so often. I have 4 sets of car keys.
What? Did you get extras made?
I
feel like normally it comes with a spare.
It comes with a spare. I have 4. I have 4 car keys. My sister in my hometown has one. My sister down the road from me has one. And then I always have one. And then a spare.
Uh-huh.
And then I always have one, obviously, on your keychain, you know, your car keys or whatever.
Yeah.
So this, I was so stupid. The spare normally is inside the house, right? At the time, for some reason, I put the spare in my purse. Well, when I locked my...
The purse is in the car. I know what's going to happen.
You know what
here.
Happens. Let's fast forward to the car's running. Car is running. It's going. I locked myself out of the car while it's running with my purse with the spare in it.
What did you... How do you... What
There's
happens
so many questions.
Next?
I
don't
understand. I had to call one of my sisters who luckily has another spare. This is why I have 4 keys. And now you're like, oh, that makes sense. At first, you probably thought I was nuts for having 4 keys. Now it all makes sense. At this rate, I probably need 20.
I was going to say, I feel like you shouldn't have stopped at 4, probably. We've all had that moment of panic where you are running late to something or you're just so ready to be home and you realize I'm locked out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have my keys and it is the worst timing always, every single time. Zach, what happened to you?
I was actually with a buddy of mine in college. He got pulled over, and one of the deputies asked us if we could step out of the vehicle, so he did. And unintentionally, he rolled his window up, and we're on a traffic stop, and he locked himself out of his truck.
So did the cop help you guys out, though, and get you back in?
Absolutely not. He called a tow truck, and then my friend had to pay for the unlock from the tow truck.
No! Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, I'm standing there laughing so hard that I'm crying, and I walk over and I high-five the cop, and then he leaves.
I'd be the friend laughing, I think.
And I would be the friend that locks themselves.
Yeah, you choose who you are in this story. I know I shouldn't laugh. It's like those videos of a kid falling on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're like, I know I'm wrong, but I'm going to laugh. I felt that way on Friday when we watched a couple get locked out of their RV out on the road outside of the radio station, so much so that they had to send the woman up on a ladder and kerplunk through one of the windows on the RV. It was kind of funny, and I hope that they laughed after they stopped panicking about being locked out. So that inspired us today to share our stories about the worst time that we got locked out. Ashley, what happened to you?
I got drunk on my birthday, like my 24th, 25th birthday, and locked myself out. And I lived in a basement apartment, and I couldn't get a hold of my boyfriend. So I broke in the window and had to, like, kind of like that lady, I kind of had to belly flop onto the couch.
Wait, you made it on the couch, though?
Yeah, thank God my couch was right under the window. But my friend was behind me taking pictures, and as soon as I got the door open, my boyfriend walked in because he had just went and got some food from down the road.
I feel like I had friends like Ashley in college who you would literally have to, like, get a piece of, like, a broken hair tie or something and tie their apartment key to their wrist.
Oh, my God.
Because you're like, I know you, and I know
that we're going to lose it by the end of the night.
That we are going to be in a bad situation in just a couple of hours. Kathy, when did you get locked out?
It was during derecho, and I went out to check the weather to see what the weather was like. The front door, the bottom door handle was locked. Luckily I was wearing a raincoat and tennis shoes, and when I went outside to check, the door closed and I was locked out of the house.
I like how she says, luckily I was wearing a raincoat, aka, like, can you imagine if you're just chilling at home and you got locked out in your lounging clothes?
Oh, God.
Nobody needs to see
nope,
that.
Nope, nope, they don't.
Never. What about you? When did you get locked out?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my brother, and he was pet sitting for one of his friends and had taken the dogs outside, the door shut, and locked all the keys inside. So couldn't find a way in, so he did the only thing that he could do, called my sister and asked her how to break in. And she knew how to do it, so he was able to get in by listening to my sister.
Jeez. Now, did he know these people that he was dog-sitting for, or it was just, like, people he wasn't super familiar with?
He did, yes. It was his ex-girlfriend, so. But I don't know if he ever told her.
Oh! By the way, I had to break into your house.
Yes, exactly. And my sister knew how to do it, exactly, with no problem.
That's concerning.
Right? That's why I have to stay anonymous.
Deal, that works for us.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Tis the season for the dads and the brads to take a few steps outdoors, cross their arms, and look up to the sky and wait for some sort of storm to come from it. This is happening currently outside of the window.
Is it storming?
No.
Oh, it's just all the dads and brads. And you know,
it's supposed to rain, right? We got that in the forecast.
Tonight, this afternoon, tomorrow. Also, yeah, girl, all the times, apparently.
It looks like it's going to rain. I'm sure it smells like it's going to rain. So, yeah, we've got some gawkers outside, which makes me excited because I feel like that is one of the telltale signs that summer is on the way. Because they stand there and they stare and they wait. Until they see a literal tornado spitting out of the sky. Oh, and then they're going to wait another 5 minutes until they feel like they're in real danger.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Do you think I ruined spring?
You know what? I don't know, because you were like all gung-ho about spring cleaning and spring, and now look at us.
That's why I'm like, did I ruin it?
I think you may have jinxed us.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or put some sort of voodoo spell. I'm not sure.
This is why I think it. Because anytime I watch the Minnesota Vikings play, they lose. So if you ever watch them and you see they lost a game, just know that I was also watching the game. So that's why they lost. So that's why I think I'm the problem. And this is why we got crap outside.
Yeah, 100%. I'll blame you. That's cool.
I picked the worst question for tonight. What are you not looking forward to with spring? 42% of people said this. What is it?
Do you like read the room when you pick these questions? Jeez.
If I'm fired on Monday, then it's because of this trivia question. I just want to let everyone know.
It's like you're rubbing it in our face. So far, Michael said allergies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I always, like, anytime I get sniffly around this time of year, I'm like, oh, my allergies. I don't actually know if I have them, but I don't look forward to it.
I like to think I don't have it, but the amount of times I've been sneezing the last couple days, I'm starting to think maybe I do have allergies. I don't know.
It's a bad time of year.
Or maybe I need to clean my nose. One of the two. 6778 said cleaning up the dog poo. Yeah, because in the winter, you can just ignore it. It ain't there. Why are you looking at me like that?
Victoria says bugs.
Mosquitoes.
Any type of bugs. Flies getting back in the house. Ants. Mosquitoes. Ugh. Ladybugs. I could go on. I just don't like them at all.
Gross.
Tonight's trivia question.
Dude, your mic's off.
Why do I do that every time?
I'm just concerned that you didn't even notice. You just were going to go with it. Like nobody could hear you.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's been a long day, Taylor. In my head, I heard myself. That's the problem. That's the concerning part is I heard myself.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
It's not even 7 o'clock. It's time to go home.
So repeat what you said because nobody heard you.
Weird to God, I thought my microphone was on. My hand slipped. What are you not looking forward to with spring? 42% of people said this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
mowing the lawn. Honestly, do you even really want the answer?
Mowing the lawn. Well, good news is that you literally can't right now.
And you're probably not going to any couple.
Okay.
Maybe there's a reason my and microphone went.
With that, we are done.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As I've been scrolling on TikTok recently, I'm seeing a lot of ins and outs for spring fashion, which, you know, I like to watch, make sure I'm on the right track of what's cool and what's not. Yeah,
you usually like to be pretty trendy with the trends.
I stumbled across, I'm not really on like dudes fashion TikTok, but I somehow fell onto that side of TikTok. And you are not going to believe what's going to be hot with the guys.
I swear to God, what I told you, I'm freaking out that they are taking away the tank tops, because I'm a millennial, the tank tops underneath our t-shirts. That's what we millennials love to wear. I swear to God, if they're stealing my tank top out of my closets, Taylor, I'm never getting a boyfriend.
They are
I'm
not.
I'm cutting them. Okay, good.
Never
mind. I'll take a boyfriend now. Thank you.
The cami layered under every single shirt. But
millennials, we can breathe again.
They are taking a fashion trend that has been, you know, worn by the girlies for the last couple years, and that is crop tops.
Yep, that's a no for me. We can all go home. Thank you for showing up. Appreciate your attendance, but you can go home.
The dude crop tops, it's kind of started as like a gym thing.
No.
And now it's expanding out into more like street style. So there's guys who have like cool band tees, and there's different levels of crop. Okay. Same with like women's shirts too. Some of them are more like bra length. Some of them are longer crop where just like a little bit of your belly shows. A lot of them are cropping their own t-shirts to just hit at the top of like their waistband.
That's fine.
But anything above that, you're not cool with.
I'm not cool with it.
Why?
Here's why I'm not cool with it. I don't know why I get grossed out about it. It's just me personally, okay? I get grossed out with it when guys wear like short shorts and then you've got
a lot of thigh.
It's how pasty it is for me. It's the tan leg, and then we get into really and I'm a pasty girl, so I really can't say much, but we get up there and I'm like, whoa. So I can only imagine if we're wearing crop tops, what that's going to look like.
Well, maybe here's the thing. Maybe they're wearing the crop top so they can get a little ab tan or beer belly tan. Honestly, whatever you're into.
I'm down for it if you got a beer belly, because I'm into those.
Okay.
Wear a crop top if you got a beer belly.
If that's what it takes to get you behind this, then go ahead.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I get it. Jealousy is like a really, really bad thing. But when you see somebody has like a really cool talent, it is so hard not to be jealous of them and want that type of talent that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know, what talent do you wish you had? I am thinking of this guy at the gym. I saw him on Saturday. I've actually never seen this guy at the gym before, so I don't know if he goes at a different time than me. I went at an unusual time for myself on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it was new to see him. But I'm minding my own business. I'm lifting some weights at the gym. I'm huffing and puffing. And I look up, and there's this guy on the treadmill, and he's like having a blast. I mean, he's bopping to some music. I can tell. And he's walking normal on the treadmill. And I'm like, cool. He's listening to something great. But all of a sudden, he twists and turns around, and now he's walking backwards on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no freaking way is that possible. I mean, it's probably possible, but not for my brain. My brain can't do that.
He was doing it.
I'm like, my brain sometimes can't handle the treadmill. Like, I'm walking and I sometimes can't look at the TV screen because my brain can't process that I'm walking on a treadmill and looking at a TV screen. So I almost fall flat on my face. How did this guy just go walking forward? Then he transitioned and now he's walking backwards. And I kid you not, he was texting and walking backwards on a treadmill.
The impressive part to me is that he didn't stop the treadmill.
No, he didn't.
That's what's, walking backwards, I'm sure, is probably easier than you think. It looks very skilled, but to turn around while it's still going, I gotta wait until it's fully at a stop to get off the thing because I'm scared that I'm gonna misstep.
Do you remember that music video years ago where these two, I think it was the two guys that were dancing?
Yeah, it was, Here it goes again.
Yeah,
it's all on treadmills.
Yeah, they were dancing. He was doing that in real life, because then eventually, not only was he backwards walking on a treadmill, texting, he started dancing. I was like, is there an audition for backwards dancing treadmill walkers that I don't know about in the area?
I don't know.
This guy had serious talent. And now I'm like, I kind of want to try it.
You want to be a treadmill dancer?
I want to see if I can walk backwards. Then I want to see, can I text and walk backwards? Then I want to see, can I dance, text, and walk backwards? Because that was some serious talent. I am so jealous.
Will you at least like go on Instagram Live when you try this so we can all see?
Now, if you see me at the gym attempting to walk backwards on the treadmill, mind your business.
Well, yeah, because it could end up very, very bad.
If you see an ambulance outside the gym, that was me trying to walk backwards on a treadmill, and it didn't work out because I ain't got that kind of talent.
No. Nope. At least you're aware, though.
We wanted to know, what talent do you wish you had?
Lindsay, what's that for you?
Definitely breakdancing.
That would be the best party trick ever.
There's no part of me that can do any part of that, but I think it would be really cool. And pop and lock and all that stuff.
I always felt that way about spinning on my head.
Yes.
Like, they make it look so easy and step up and stuff. And I, even as a dancer, I was always like, God, I just wish I could spin on my head.
Did you ever try?
I did. It hurts very, very much, especially when you're wearing a ponytail. I tried with a beanie. I tried with different hats on. I could just never do it. But the other thing that I can think of that it's so silly, but I'm so jealous of people that can do it. That is simply curling their hair with a curling iron that has a clamp. Because I have never been able to do that. I don't know why. I can wand my hair, like, you know, just wrap it around a curling iron barrel. But I see girls on TikTok doing it all the time. I watch tutorials of how to do it, because anytime I've ever tried, I get a huge dent in my hair or it doesn't hold or something, I'm like, it's user error. I know that I'm just probably stupid and I can't do it. But I can't figure it out. And all I read the comments on TikTok of like, make sure the clamp's facing the front and make sure you're using heat protectant and make sure that the heat isn't above this degree. I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't know why. It's the most frustrating, stupid thing ever. To the point that, like, I have bought curling irons. I have invested in this skill.
You're like, maybe if I get more an expensive
one. I'm like, oh, maybe it's because I have a crappy, like, 15-year-old curling iron. Nope. I still can't do it. It's really upsetting.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.